Welcome back to Praying with Scripture, the Divine Office, on this very special day. I couldn't believe it. I, Breviary, missed the special prayers for the solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord. Not a good thing for I, Breviary, but we still love them. We still trust them. Seriously, I had to show up and see an online mass where the priest was dressed in a different color, and I realized, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I didn't record the Divine Office already based on I, Breviary. Then I look on the liturgical calendar and I check it, and oh, sure enough, it's the Annunciation of the Lord. I'm going to try, and I might not make it, to get two videos today since it's our huge solemnity that brings us in contact with this moment when the angel Gabriel comes to Our Lady and offers her this opportunity to fulfill every hope and every promise of her people and receive this new vocation. By receiving this new vocation, to be at the service of the Messiah, to be his mother. So let's begin. The Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him. Alleluia. We'll have alleluias anyway. Alleluia. The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him. Alleluia. Go within his gates, giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him. Alleluia. Go within his gates, giving. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Word was made flesh. Come, let us worship him. Now let's pray for our Holy Father's monthly intentions briefly. We pray for families in crisis. Let us pray that broken families might discover the cure for their wounds through forgiveness, rediscovering each other's gifts, even in their differences. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you for praying for the important intentions the Holy Father has chosen for the World Apostolate of Prayer, that are also the indulgenced intentions for every indulgence. In the fullness of time, God sent his Son, born of a woman, that we might become his adopted children. Psalm 2. Why this tumult among nations, among peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break off their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, you are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations. Put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar. Now, O kings, understand. Take warning, rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with awe, and trembling pay him your homage. Lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze. Blessed are they who put their trust in God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. in honor of Mary's gifts from Christ, her Savior and ours, the incarnate Word who became flesh by taking flesh from her in the womb. We pray that God will not judge us too harshly for our sins as an American nation. We pray that God will stop the worst chastisements, the plague, the war, the illness, hanging over especially the United States, but also your nations. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the fullness of time, God sent his Son, born of a woman, that we might become his adopted children. When he came into this world, he said, "You have prepared a body for me. Behold, I come to do your will, O God." Psalm 19, Part A. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the uttermost bounds of the world. There he has placed a tent for the sun. He comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In this we have come to know. Tent rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. In honor of Mary's gifts from God our Father, help us, Father. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. When he came into this world, he said, "You have prepared a body for me. Behold, I come to do your will, O God." In this we have come to know God's love for us. He sent his only Son that we might live through him. Psalm 45. My heart overflows with noble words. To the King I must speak the song I have made. My tongue is nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you forevermore. O Mighty One, gird your sword upon your thigh. In splendor and state, ride on in triumph, for the cause of truth and goodness and right. Take aim with your bow in your dread right hand. Your arrows are sharp, peoples fall beneath you. The foes of the King fall down and lose heart. Your throne, O God, shall endure forever. A scepter of justice is the scepter of your kingdom. Your love is for justice, your hatred for evil. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above other kings. Your robes are fragrant with alloys and myrrh. From the ivory palace you are greeted with music. The daughters of kings are among your loved ones. On your right stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words. Forget your own people and your father's house. So will the King desire your beauty. He is your Lord, pay homage to him, and the people of Tyre shall come with gifts, and the riches of the people shall seek your favor. The daughter of the King is clothed with splendor, her robes embroidered with pearls set in gold. She is led to the King with her maiden companions. They are escorted amid gladness and joy. They pass within the palace of the King. Sons shall be yours in place of your father's. You will make them princes over all the earth. May this song make your name forever remembered. May the peoples praise you from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In this we have come to know God's love for us. He has sent his only Son, that we might live through him. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Holy Spirit, we pray for the gifts, power, and presence of the Holy Spirit to be active and manifest, to help us, and to help us especially in our anxieties and our worries and our disappointments. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In this we have come to know God's love for us. He sent his only Son, that we might live through him. The Word was made man. Alleluia. He lived among us. Alleluia. Our first reading is from the first book of Chronicles, chapter 17. A prophecy about the son of David. After David had taken up residence in his house, he said to Nathan the prophet, "See, I am living in a house of cedar, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord dwells under tent cloth." Nathan replied to David, "Do therefore whatever you desire, for God is with you." But that same night the word of God came to Nathan, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, it is not you who are to build a house for me to dwell in, for I have never dwelt in a house from the time when I led Israel onward even to this day, but I have been lodging in tent or pavilion as long as I have wandered about with all Israel. Did I ever say a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to guide my people or to shepherd my people, such as, 'Why have you not built me a house of cedar?' Therefore, tell my servant David, thus says the Lord of armies, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, that you might become ruler over my people Israel. I was with you wherever you went, and I cut down all your enemies before you. I will make your name great, like that of the greatest on the earth. I will assign a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them in it to dwell there henceforth undisturbed. Nor shall wicked men ever oppress them again, as they did at first, and during all the time when I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will subdue all your enemies. Moreover, I declare to you that I, the Lord, will build you a house, so that when your days have been completed and you must join your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who will be one of your own sons, and I will establish his kingdom. It is he who shall build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me, and I will not withdraw my favor from him as I withdrew it from him who preceded you, but will maintain him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be firmly established forever." All these words and this whole vision Nathan related exactly to David. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Sorry about that, that's not really liturgically correct, but it's just habit. Responsory prayer. The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was betrothed to Joseph. The light filled her with fear, but the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God. Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and he will be called the Son of the Most High." Alleluia. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. Second reading from a letter by St. Leo the Great, Pope. The mystery of man's reconciliation with God. Lowliness is assured by majesty, weakness by power, mortality by eternity. To pay the debt of our sinful state, a nature that is incapable of suffering was joined to one that could suffer. Thus, in keeping with the healing that we needed, one and the same mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ was able to die in one nature and unable to die in the other. He who is true God was therefore born in the complete and perfect nature of a true man, whole in his own nature, whole in ours. By our nature, we mean that the Creator had fashioned in us from the beginning and took to himself in order to restore it. For in the Savior there was no trace of what the deceiver introduced, and man, being misled, allowed to enter. It does not follow that because he submitted to sharing in our human weakness, he therefore shared in our sins. He took the nature of a servant without stain of sin, enlarging our humanity without diminishing his divinity. He emptied himself. Though invisible, he made himself visible. Though Creator and Lord of all things, he chose to be one of us, mortal men. Yet this was the condescension of compassion, not the loss of omnipotence. So he who in the nature of God had created man became in the nature of a servant, man himself. Thus the Son of God enters this lowly world. He comes down from the stone throne of heaven, yet does not separate himself from the Father's glory. He is born in a new condition by a new birth. He was born in a new condition, for invisible in his own nature, he became visible in ours. Beyond our grasp, he chose to come within our grasp. Existing before time began, he began to exist at a moment in time. Lord of the universe, he hid his infinite glory and took the nature of a servant. Incapable of suffering as God, he did not refuse to be a man capable of suffering. Immortal, he chose to be the subject of the law, subject to the laws of death. He who is true God is also true man. There is no falsehood in this union. Unity, as long as the lowliness of man and the preeminence of God coexist in mutual relationship. As God does not change by his condescension, so man is not swallowed up by his being exalted. Each nature exercises its own activity in communion with the other. The Word does what is proper to the Word. The flesh fulfills what is proper to the flesh. One nature is resplendent with miracles. The other falls victim to injuries. As the Word does not lose equality with the Father's glory, so the flesh does not leave behind the nature of our race. One and the same person, this must be said over and over again, is truly the Son of God and the Son of Man. Truly. He is God in virtue of the fact that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He is man in virtue of the fact that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So that preaching in the church was from a sermon or a homily or a letter, actually it's a letter, by St. Leo the Great, a pope from the 400s AD. So this Bishop of Rome is kind of explaining to us what the church had figured out and how we could understand the Bible based on this understanding of how Jesus could be the Son of God and this omnipotent God from God, light from light, as one council put it, but also consubstantial, the same as us, assuming flesh from the Virgin Mary. So responsory prayers, receive, O Virgin Mary, the word which the Lord has made known to you by the message of the angel. You will conceive and give birth to a son, both God and man. So again, they've modified the scripture a little bit. It doesn't say both God and man, but it's the same, because he is God and man. And you will be called blessed among women. Alleluia. A virgin, you will indeed bear a son, ever chaste and holy. You will be the mother of our Savior, and you will be called blessed among women. We're going to combine with morning prayer a little bit and see if we can get some more beautiful prayers in. The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was engaged to be married to Joseph. Alleluia. O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsty. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. my mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice, my soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I will praise you all my life, O Lord. In your name I will lift up my hands. Actually, that's not correct. The angel Gabriel was sent to the Virgin Mary, who was engaged to be married to Joseph. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Brings in our next prayer. Alleluia. Part of Daniel chapter 3. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishaiah, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Actually, that's, again, not correct. I'm kind of having trouble focusing today. We already introduced bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit into the scriptural prayer itself. So he actually says, at the end of the canticle, the glory to the Father is not said. But in any case, the Lord knows our intentions. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. What a beautiful day. Trusting in the Lord's promise, the Virgin Mary conceived a child, and remaining a virgin, she gave birth to the Savior. Psalm 149, the joy of God's holy people. Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand. To deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron. To carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever. Free us from bad habits, Lord. Fix our minds on you so that we may be filled with joy. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Where is our short reading for this beautiful day? Reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. The Lord is with you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. In his great love for us, God sent his Son in the likeness of our sinful nature. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In his great love for us, God sent his Son in the likeness of our sinful nature. Turning to the intercessions, let us pray to our Lord. Today we celebrate the beginning of our salvation, when the coming of the Lord was announced by the angel. Let us pray with joy in our hearts, saying, May God's Holy Mother intercede for us. Mary received God's word with joy. May joy fill our hearts as we welcome our Savior. You looked with love on your lowly servant. In your mercy, Father, remember us and all your children. Mary, the new Eve, was obedient to your word. May we echo her loving obedience. May God's Holy Mother help all in distress, encourage the faint-hearted, console the sorrowful. May she pray for your holy people, for the clergy, and for all women dedicated to your service. Pray for all the intentions that you have here. Pray for those who have asked us to pray for, that I've volunteered to pray for. We pray for Bill, for his mental and physical health, for his cure from chronic illness, including vertigo, to come. We pray for God to refill his mind with light. We pray for Henry's financial issues and his education, asking God to open the doors for him to finish his education and get a good job and find a better opportunity. We ask for peace for him. We ask for Julia, who's in the hospital with chronic illness, that God will guide the course of her treatment, protect her from all evil, and bring her home safe and renewed in his grace. We pray for Father Rob and for Father Jim as they go to work, especially with youth and on retreats this year. May God's Holy Mother intercede for us, and we pray, gathering all of our prayers and praises into one. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. God our Father, your word became man and was born of the Virgin Mary. May we become more like Jesus Christ, whom we acknowledge as our Redeemer, God and man. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. And also let's ask for that blessing of the plenary indulgence. I will offer mine for a soul in purgatory. May this soul be released now. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If that be God's will, and if God has arranged everything, and the love is there. Amen. We pray for you as usual, and we thank you for coming to listen to God's word, to get some type of indulgence, blessing, or prayer, and to learn about the word of God and the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ as we celebrate his most holy mother this wonderful day.